This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك
وأتم الحج والعمرة لله.
And complete the Hajj and Umrah for Allah.
Assalamu alaikum, daily reminder. This is your brother Ali Janwar, continuing with our series on things to do after you have completed the rites of Umrah. And this is, by the way, for people who are doing Umrah or doing Hajj, or even if they're, you know, at home, they're not going for Umrah or Hajj. It applies for all. Okay? But particularly for the ones who are going for Umrah and Hajj, this is something really interesting. My recommendation is try to get the reward of lots of Hajj and Umrah while you're there doing Hajj and Umrah. What do I mean by this? Well, there's a hadith, a very beautiful, authentic hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, where he says, مَنْ صَلَّى الْغَدَاةَ فِي جَمَاعَةً ثُمَّ قَعَدَ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ حَتَّى تَطْلُعَ الشَّمْسِ. The person who prays Fajr in congregation. Then he sits and he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حَتَّى تَطْلُعَ الشَّمْسِ, until the sun rises. ثُمَّ صَلَّى رَكَعَتَيْنِ. Then he prays two rak'ahs. The salah is called Salatul Duha. كَانَتْ لَهُ كَأَجْرِ حِجَّةٍ وَعُمْرَهُ تَامَّةً تَامَّةً تَامَّةً. The Prophet repeated it three times. What is his reward? His reward is like the reward of Hajj and Umrah, completely, completely, completely. SubhanAllah, such a beautiful hadith. Let's recap what he said. He said, the person who prays Fajr in congregation. So that refers to point number one, making sure that we're praying all of our prayers in congregation, in the haram, making sure none of them are missed. Once we prayed Fajr in the congregation, then what's next? ثُمَّ قَعَدَ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ. Then this person doesn't get up and go. He sits and he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are certain things that the Prophet ﷺ would say after every salah. Like he would say, Allahu Akbar, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Allah is the greatest. I ask for Allah's forgiveness three times. Then he would read Ayatul Kursi. He would say Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 33 times. There are certain supplications that he would make after every salah. Likewise, there were certain words of remembrance that the Prophet ﷺ would say after Fajr and after Asr, in the mornings and in the evenings. And certain supplications that he would make after Fajr, you know, in the mornings, and after Asr in the evenings. This was a habit of the Prophet ﷺ. He would do this very, very frequently. And there are books written, you know, The Fortress of the Muslim is a really good one. MakeDua.com is a good free resource that compile all these remembrances, the words of remembrance, supplications in a very nice, package. So what I encourage is that if you don't know these words, we don't know these supplications, we take the printout of these words from the website, we take the book Fortress of the Muslim with us, we pray Fajr in Jama'ah, then we sit there and we open this book and we start reading the same supplications the Prophet ﷺ read, probably in that same place, in the Haram. SubhanAllah, what a beautiful, you know, such a beautiful image there. They were praying in the Haram where the Prophet used to pray. And we're making those same du'as, those same remembrances that the Prophet ﷺ made in the Haram as well. And then we continue until the sun rises. We sit there, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, read those du'as, we're done with those du'as, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever we want, we read Quran, we keep ourselves busy until the sun rises. Then about 15 minutes after the sun has risen, 15 to 20 minutes, when you can feel the warmth of the sun, you pray two rak'ahs. Two rak'ahs is called Salatul Duha, and completing, upon completion of this, the reward of this action is as if you performed a Hajj and an Umrah. So immense. It is so immense. Anybody can do this. You could do this tomorrow, right? But particularly for the ones who are going for Umrah and Hajj, this is an opportunity that cannot be missed because the ajr is so great. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the opportunity to pray the salah in jama'ah, particularly fajr, and then to sit there and remember him and until the sun rises, and then leave after praying two rak'ahs, so we can get this immense ajr every day. Ameen ya Rab. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.